You should be able to, man.
Stupid, shit, stupid.
Should be able to chip, fuck.
Fuck, shit, fart, shit, stupid.
Fuck, shoot, fuck you, man. What do you say, man? You come in, man.
Pussy.
You on fire?
Pussy.
You want me to kill you?
Well, you know why he sold you a banana?
Horse.
He heard you was sucking his monkey's dick, you poor-ass piece of white trash-ass filth. Don't you call my house no more. I haven't found out who you are. I'm going to blow your ass away from here. You go suck your mama's cock, you nasty fucking-ass freaking. All you white men ain't nothing but asshole fuckers and liquors and shit. Don't call my house no more because I hate you peckerwood-ass motherfucking men. You kiss my pussy.
All right, sounds like a plan. All right, cool.
Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
Story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
All right, everybody. Hey, good evening. Good evening, everybody. Madhouse Radio is back. It is Thursday, December 9th. It is 10:24 p.m. We were right on time last week and right on schedule late this week. Thank you, everyone who's tuning in. We're going to have fun today. Sounds to me like Milkman. His audio has failed again. Milkman, are you there? Can you talk?
Hermanito, can't play this way! That's right, we're back.
All right. Feels good to do big, nice ha-ha-ha sometimes, you know? Milkman, you
gotta clear the system out.
Yeah, what's your ha? Remember that ha? I had you set up so you wouldn't laugh over pranks anymore. Just go, ha. Sound like an Indian going, how?
Ha.
Oh.
Ah.
Look at Apache soon, how? Ow. Ow.
Ow. Ow. Ow.
You never hear that anymore. When I was a young kid, you know, you watch Bugs Bunny and stuff, and always, you know, the Indians always said how. Well, the Native Americans always said how. I don't think the kids growing up these days know about that, right? That's not a common thing.
I don't think they know about it like they used to. No. Only if you watch Gilligan's Island and you remember Mr. How.
Mr. Howell. No, I said how, not how. Jeez. All right, folks, we're going to have fun tonight. Excuse me. A lot of numbers coming in already from Brendan. Some more Bacon sent in some numbers. I think Ken sent in a number, a few. I think J-Rad sent in a number, maybe. I don't know. I saw some request of practices coming in. Nunu will be sending in some stuff if he hasn't already. Speaking of the UK, which we'll be talking about here in just a moment. Lonesome Loser should be joining us in about 30 minutes or so. And we're about 14 minutes away from an Orlando Magic game tip-off, which I'll be watching in the background. Magic taking on the Portland Trailblazers. First of a four-game road trip for the Magic. Who hope to stop, or rather, who hope to snap a two-game losing streak skid. The win over the Blazers. We understand we pretty handled it 2 weeks ago, so hopefully we can do it. Ken wants us to call that sit-go, the lady who's expecting us to call every Thursday. I don't know, man. We might have to let that one sit for a while, but I'll try. I'll try, fuck. Asshole, bastard, fuck. So, Milkman, what's going on, man? How you been? You got any Christmas plans coming up?
All right.
You gonna be traveling Christmas time at all?
Yeah, it's a magical evening tonight in Disney World.
Yeah. I'm in Disney World. I don't know where you are. I'm eating apples. Fucking
it's
love apples.
Evening.
That's right. Cold everywhere from what I understand. The UK's frozen. I'm cold in Orlando. We hit the low 30s. Below freezing two nights in a row here this week, and we're going to hit the 20s come Monday and Tuesday. I understand Canada snowed in per Kokanee. He was checking and reporting that. Is it cold over there in California yet?
Yeah.
Is it cold or is it
it's not cold as shit here. It's been raining for a week, bro.
Wow. That sucks.
Did you hear about the Panama Canal? They finally closed it down for the third time in, what, 70 or 80 years because of so much flooding?
It's flooded? Really?
Yeah.
Isn't it supposed to flood as a canal? I thought that was the whole point, was to get water through it.
I guess if you have too much water, then it's a problem because of all that locking.
Oh, you can't control it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. I've seen time-lapse video of them moving those big boats. It's pretty cool. Pretty amazing stuff, man. It's like a series of pools going up, you know, and up and up and up. Oh, it's awesome. I got to go through the Panama Canal one day, man.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Get one of those big cruise ships.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I hope you're all doing well. I hope you're all having a great week. It's almost over. Congratulations. Mikey went through and reported the video stream is choppy. Yeah, I still haven't rebooted this PC for like 4 weeks now. The server that runs the video feed is probably what it is. I didn't get around to rebooting it all week. Ah, shit. Don't worry about it. The video is important. Don't listen on the video feed, you fucks. You gotta listen. Listen on the Shoutcast feed. Cacti Radio. Home of the cactus. Cactus, cactus, cactus. Man. I was looking today at a replacement for the pranking hat. I saw a better version of it. Better than this one. This one's got stains on it. It's got semen stains and a bunch of stuff on it. I might be replacing it.
Didn't Chloe take a use of it one night?
Yeah, she peed all over
it. Or is that Dari?
Right. J-Rad's asking about Recluder, and some other people think we're asking about Recluder. I haven't seen him online. I see him rarely, but if I keep watching out for him on Yahoo. The next time I see him come up, I'm going to message him and say, hey, son of a bitch. You owe us an appearance, sir. But no, he hasn't been on in a while. But I might be able to convince him.
He's been down Skid Row for a while, man. Last time I heard, he was down on his luck, man. He was down on Skid Row, man. He was living in the back of a dumpster for a while. I think he's just been partying up way too much.
He was roughing it out. No, apparently he fixed himself up a little bit. He's working for some big company now. He's got a big deal going on. But it would be good to have him come back, you know. Talking about news.
He was blowing his own smoke out of tops.
Right. All right, well, I want to talk about news here. Milkman, Howard Stern, resigned today. He resigned, from what I understood, a five-year deal. A new five-year deal, supposedly for $400 million for 5 years. It was the last 5 years, he did $100 million a year for 5 years. So it was $500 million, and he took a slight pay cut, eh? $400 million set over the next 5 years this time around. But he's back on Sirius for another 5 years. A lot of speculation.
Wow.
But I am kind of happy to know. I have an Android phone, as you do, you Milkman, and I've got the Sirius XM app, but he hasn't been allowed to broadcast on the app itself on phones, on iPhone and Android, which has been a pretty big detriment. You can get him online, but you can't get him unless you find a way around it like I did. On another phone of mine, but now he's going to be on the app. The Howard Stern channels 100 and 101 are going to be on the app, and I think that's cool. That's going to be a great thing. There's a lot of talk. Apparently, what's going to happen pretty soon with Sirius is they're going to forego the satellite part of everything pretty soon. They're just going to be operating through SIM cards on a cellular network, so you'll be able to. You don't have to have that line of sight and. The satellite link and all that, you know, to get to the satellite radio, you can just basically wherever you have cell phone coverage, you'll be able to get Sirius radio. That's apparently the next plan here in the next 2 or 3 years for Sirius. That's the route they're going to go, which I think is fucking awesome. And it looks like they're also committing themselves to starting access to internet radio on satellite radio, which is going to put shows like us, I'm supposing we should be able to get on there if it's internet radio. So that means that you'll be able to get Madhouse in your car much easier than you can now. I get it on my car through my phone. I've got the aux cable and it goes to my my radio, my car, my Honda, and I play the Cacti radio stream or the Madhouse stream or my podcast on the iPod. I play it in my car, but it would really be really cool for us people to be able to tune in and listen to us. I think I think we might end up being early adopters of, you know, the golden age of internet radio here. So good on us. Maybe maybe we're pioneers, eh?
Yeah, man. I connected to it and drove down the road, but I kind of get in spots where like the 128 is just too much. It just starts, you know, buffering and clipping a lot. So, you know, I don't know if it's something to look at in the future.
That's true. We are on 128. You know,
the only thing with mobile, 128 is a lot for mobile, bro.
It is a bit too much for mobile still. It's getting a little better, but it is a little bit too much still. Yeah, we used to do.
But we've got a lot of dynamics in our audio, so that's usually when you hit a loud spot, and it kind of like a.
Right. Well, yeah, the mouth channel, the 98.6 stream, which has been gone for over a year now because I was having trouble being able to pay it, is getting a little expensive. And you know, then we've gotten together with the with Cacti and PLA and RBCP and all that, and that's great. It's a good thing. And you know, just you know, we kind of work with each other, and you know, we're using the Cacti radio stream. I run the server, and we get to you know do our show on here, and I love it. But that's, I didn't think about that. That's true because before we were on 64K in the old mouth stream. And,
right.
And I didn't, yeah,
that's, I had
that's
no
a good
problem
point.
Then.
Yeah,
but yeah. On the 128, it gets kind of iffy at times, even on my connection here, because I'm on a Wi-Fi connection, but you know, it's only topping out around 300. So, you know, 128, don't take too much to disrupt it. I mean, not knocking the quality. I love the quality.
Right.
Just the point is, just sometimes it can get kind of sketchy, you know, if you're in the, you know, not quite super broadband condition.
Yeah. It might not be too much of a problem now, but just amazing. I think that we could even get it off the ground as it is. But for the most part, we're really dealing, you know, at least Madhouse, it's mostly podcast subscribers. I updated the podcast today with that most recent prank that Baz edited, the one that we played last week from the week before, the, you know, the one. What's that noise that hit that released this week? I'm editing a really good show right now. I'm taking my time with it because I was actually trying to enjoy listening to it while I was editing it today. So I took my time. Kokanee is wrapping up one episode, I believe. I talked about this already, but I haven't released them yet because I've got two shows that I fully edited already, but they're not like super good shows. They're okay, but they're not like. You know, so I'm on the fence if I even want to release them, but I definitely want to release, you know, if I'm going to release a weak show, I want to release it, you know, with a strong show at the same time, so it isn't weak sauce. So once I get this nice show here that I'm finishing up, once I finish editing that, then we'll be okay. Then I'll probably drop three at once. That's what she said. All right.
There you go. Drop a coffee, man.
That's right. So one other news item I want to talk here before we start the prank calls. Apparently in the UK, we're going to incorporate this hopefully into some prank calls today. New News said it was going to work on this with Lonesome when he gets in. Apparently they met today in Parliament over in the UK. Good friends of ours, lots of fans in the UK. They decided to raise the rate threefold of tuition just about, I guess. It's fucking crazy, man. I can't imagine if they try to do that here. They keep raising the tuition at the university I'm supposed to be going to. I refuse to go to the university anymore. It's just too fucking expensive, man. Every year, the Board of Regents or whatever they're fucking called meet up and they decide to raise it another 10%. They did it again a few weeks ago, and I finally said, enough is enough. I'll find somewhere else to go to school.
Damn.
Yeah, but three times. Yeah, but in the UK, they decided to raise it 300%, the tuition, and the shit hit the fan. And a lot of riots, apparently. They burnt a statue or two, they know how to riot in the UK. They're pretty good over there. And Prince Charles and his wife, Horseface Camilla, were coming out in their limousine, Rolls Royce. They got attacked. They bashed the back window, and they threw paint all over it, and they were all scared. There's pictures online of them all scared. Mikey went to it. How do you burn a statue? I thought you couldn't, man, but I saw it on video. It was crazy. It was a statue of some English guy, and it was on fire. And it'll burn it down, but it's on fire. I guess it just threw gasoline on it or petrol. Yeah. And this guy was jerking off a statue of Winston Churchill. I thought it was very disrespectful.
Awesome. What was that, 528 ring size?
Something like that. So, yeah, shit's in the fan. People are getting angry. So we're going to be incorporating that to some prank calls here, hopefully, tonight. We'll be calling the UK I'm hoping to be able to reach some of those students and that are in the areas that are affected. I got, do they have dormitories? Do they have dorms in the UK like we do here in the States? Do they have college towns? We'll have to see. Are they on Christmas break there yet at this point? I don't know. But anyway, speaking of that, let's go ahead and play a prank call here real quick. Since we talked about Howard Stern and we're talking about Prince Charles, this is one of my favorite prank calls of all time, Milkman. I'll tear the audio up over. I'll put the microphone on the speaker so you can hear it. It's when Prince Charles got a Prince Charles got prank called Baba Booey style. I don't know if you ever heard this, but everyone enjoy
all
this.
Right.
It's about 2 minutes long. We'll be right back. We'll do some. We'll start off some warm up prank calls and kick into high gear, Madhouse Radio. Thank you.
Hey, the
let's listen to a Howard Stern fan make a phony phone call to Prince Charles.
I'm going to stop you there. I'm so sorry, I can just squeeze in one more caller in London. Hello.
Hello. My name is Mr. Abui, Bob Abui. Am I through to Prince Charles?
Yes.
Ah, God bless you, Your Royal Highness. I'm indeed most honoured to be speaking to you on the telephone, and a very good afternoon to you as well, Jonathan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Any Answers.
Thank you, Baba Booey. Excuse me, I've got a hair stuck down my throat. I spent all night with Princess Diana.
What do you mean?
Sorry, it's a very bad line. The actual question I want to put to His Royal Highness is, Baba Booey, do you think, Baba Booey, you'll ever get to be King of England?
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I believe very strongly that the House of Windsor and your throne will be challenged by an underendowed American gentleman very, very soon. That's my theory.
When you say very soon, what do you mean?
Well, I say very soon, and I speak with some authority. I am an earl and an OBE. That makes me an earlobe. And speaking as the British ambassador to Howard Stern, I can announce that Mr. Stern will not only be governor of New York, he'll become the King of England next.
What makes you say that? I mean, if you look,
well,
for instance...
Well, Baba Booey makes me say it. Baba Booey? Baba Booey, Baba Princess Diana screws the elephant man with the Queen Mother watching, and they do it with corn.
Rupert Taverner from just outside Aldershot, Hampshire.
Hello, Jonathan and Your Royal Highness. I'd just like to say that I thought that last call was an absolute disgrace. And do calls like that upset you?
No, I that sort of question, you know, is very much... You can't avoid it with something of this unfortunate nature.
People like that are a nuisance. My question is, why don't you stick your head up a dead man's you big head kid?
Let's go to Liverpool and Rita Bowen next.
Big ear douchebag says what?
Yes.
What? Big ear douchebag says what? All right, so that was a prank call. Wow, it's like from like 1995, I want to say. 94, it's got to be old. I'm sick of like 93, 94. Anyway, hope you all enjoyed that.
Thank you.
New music.
There they go, the clown and the two thugs.
There we go. All right, so be sure to send your prank call request here tonight. If you're using MSN Messenger, users of MSN Messenger, why am I talking so weird? Excuse me, must be the gas. It is madhouse@live.com. If you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, send me a message at Madhouse Radio. Once again, the username, Madhouse Radio on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. Or you can use the Request a Prank form. Easy to use, self-explanatory. Go to madhouselive.com. Figure it out. You can do it. Milkman, what do you say there? Am I still getting your audio?
Oh!
Good. All right.
That was a pretty good call, actually.
See, it was pretty good.
Stick your head up a bear's butt.
Stick your head up a bear's ass. How disrespectful, really, to talk to royalty like that. How could they? How dare they?
That's royal white gum.
Yeah, anyway. All right.
It's Cornelius royalty, too.
First prank of the night, we're going to call the Dewdrop in per popular request here. Magic game starting.
Hello?
Yes, I'd like to make an order, please.
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like, do you have the sweet and sour soup, or what kind exactly?
Hot sour soup.
Hot and sour?
Hot and sour soup, yes.
Oh, so is it, what, does
it's
it come
not sweet.
Does it have chili, chili peppers in it, or?
Yeah, a little bit, and the black bell pepper inside, so a little bit. Spicy.
Yeah?
But the soup is not sweet kind. It's called a temperature hot and sour soup.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have steamed dumplings?
Yes, steamed dumpling, yes.
Okay.
You want?
With donkey sauce?
Pardon, say again?
Donkey sauce.
Donkey sauce?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a donkey sauce.
Oh, they have horseradish sauce. The horseradish sauce?
Sorry, you ordered this sauce is wrong kind.
I ordered sausage the last time. Hello?
Did you have a takeout menu for you? You want to come to look at the menu?
Can you fax one to me?
Sorry, we don't have a fax machine here then.
Do you have a website? Like, you know, internet? Do you have it there?
Monkey masturbation.
Look, man, you're Japanese. What was that?
They said donkey sauce.
Hello? What the fuck is going on with these people? They're just getting music.
They said we have to masturbate the donkey to make the sauce, is what they were saying.
We're not on hold, right? They just put me next to the speaker?
I think so, because I can still hear him.
All right, let's call the dad, see what he thinks about this, see what he's doing. The dad! Jesus Christ, it's fucking loud. The dad, are you there?
What?
Hey, man, what's going on, buddy?
Who is this?
It's Carlito. It's Carlito. You're on the air.
Oh, Carlito. Oh, fuck. I'm on the air. Why am I on the fucking air?
No, don't worry about that. What are you doing? I hear babies over there. What are you doing? Changing diapers?
No, I'm watching TV.
Oh, what's on TV? Are we watching the Magic Game?
No, I'm watching Aryan Brotherhood, how they're fucking up the... You know, they're killing people and shit over there, so I'm watching this shit. You know what? I have exams this week and next week.
Oh, so. Yeah? That's cool. Yeah. So, what are you trying to say? You're busy watching TV and you can't talk to me then?
No.
Oh, I got exams. So maybe you should be studying.
What's up, man? What's up, Carlito?
Nothing. Hey, so, you got, like, family that's, you know, like, first generation, right? Like, from Poland and stuff, or no?
Yeah.
So, do you have, like, family that was around during the Nazi stuff?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have any Nazis? Do they have any Nazi stories?
Yeah, my grandmother was being shot at Nazis.
She got shot?
She almost got raped by one, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. They didn't get away with it, though, right? You sure?
You know what? He didn't really do anything, so she escaped with her life. So, it's so good.
Thank God, man. Wow, that's crazy. So, and so did she leave after that? Was it before the Russians came in that she left, or?
She left in, like, the 60s. So.
So she was communist for a while then, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow, it's a pretty shitty deal. Cool, man. You ever going to Poland? You ever been there?
No, I haven't.
All right, cool.
So what's up, man?
No,
Hey, you enjoying the damn weather over there?
It's fucking cold over here. Milkman's cold where he is. It's cold down here in Florida. It's cold in the UK. Is it cold in Chicago, Illinois, wherever you're at?
You know what? It's snowing.
Oh.
It's a freaking 12 degrees outside. I'm freezing my fucking balls off every time I go on campus. Because I'm freezing my fucking balls off, man.
Oh, man. You got to put on, like, two pairs of underwear and stuff. This is news to everybody, but I might be moving up north here in a few months and stuff. Is it hard to drive in the snow? Like, is it really that hard? I've only seen snow once in my life before, so I don't even know how to drive in it.
It's like, it's solid water, so, yeah, it's kind of fucking difficult. It gets slippery, having no traction and shit, of course, so.
Is it as hard as driving, like, when it's raining, or is it worse?
It's worse, actually.
That sucks.
You know what? I would rather it rain than it would fucking snow, to tell you the truth.
Well, but I heard the worst is when it rains and it freezes is the worst, though, right? That's worse than snow.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the freaking worst. When it rains and freezes, oh, my God.
Fuck that noise.
You can't. Yeah, it's slippery as fuck. Yeah. But in the snow, you know, when the first snow falls and stuff, if they don't sweep it, if they don't shuffle the streets and stuff, you could get some major accidents and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know what I'm going to do.
You know, you wanna brake, and you can't fucking brake because it's sledding under snow.
So what do you do, like, in the highway? Like, don't people just die in the highway then? I don't understand. How do you brake when you're going 60 miles an hour?
There's a lot of fucking people that shuffle the highway, clear the highway. So, you know, even if you're on the highway, it gets cleared.
Okay.
There's people on there that's clearing the highways because it's a really, really big safety hazard. So,
and then my wife tells me that you got to get up early every day to shovel your car out and shit. Like, you got to do really, can you just pay, do people usually, like, can you use a snowblower for that? Or that doesn't work? She said it doesn't work unless it snows a lot. You still got to shovel it or something.
You got to shovel it like crazy, man. Have to shovel your driveway and shit like that because then it freezes over and stuff. And you're going to get more problems with the black ice and crap all over the
black
driveway.
Guys.
No. Black guys, yeah. Then they move in and the property values just go down, down, down. Hey, do you wanna call a Chinese restaurant? Ask for Charlie for me real quick? Or are you busy?
Nah.
Is it a bad time?
Nah, I'm kind of busy, man. I'm kind of studying for tomorrow's exam. Mm-hmm.
Watching TV,
and
study.
Watching TV.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah. That's very smart.
That's how you do it.
That's
not
good.
That's how you fucking do it.
I listen to techno and study. It helps me out.
You know what? I'm getting an A in political science anyway. American federal government. So it doesn't really matter to me.
Right.
I know this shit anyway, so I'm just watching TV and studying.
You got a liberal professor in there teaching you to hate American stuff? Or what kind of professor you got in that class? Is it liberal or conservative?
Yeah. She's actually conservative.
Ugh, female conservative. The worst.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I hear you, man.
You know what? Her last name actually is Nixon.
Nixon?
You know, you spell it the same way as Nixon. But it's with a M.
Oh, that's cool. That's Schmixen. I gotcha. That's cool. All right, man.
Yeah, but, a mixing, teaching a American government class, how ironic is that, man?
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah, and she's a conservative. She's a Republican. All right, man. Well, dude, well, good luck tomorrow. Good luck with finals for the rest of the next 5, 6, 7 days, whatever. Enjoy your Christmas break, man.
Yeah, you too, man.
All right, stop watching TV. Turn the TV off. I want you to study, okay? All right, see you, man. All right, that's a dead everybody. Just thought I'd figure I'd call him up, see what's going on. Let's try to call Dewdrop again. He's so busy that he can't do prank calls. Look at that. Dwight Howard, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Good deal.
Hey, Matt, break not your ball right now.
Yes, hi. Something happened before. We were talking about the menu.
Yes.
Yeah, you put me on hold for a while, so I figured I'd call back.
Okay, so would you like to order?
The hot and sour soup? I wanted 2 of those large.
Large size.
And then will you include a menu in the bag so that I have that for future purposes? Because I don't want there to be mistakes anymore or trouble.
No, what you say?
Because I call here a lot, and you always have a problem about the menu. You people always have a problem with it, so I'm trying to make sure we get off to the right foot from now on, you know? Like, I've gotten to arguments with Charlie and stuff, and I don't want to do that anymore. I want us to be friends. I just want to, you know, I come in like the customer and just order food, so... It's flipping out cold now.
Pretty sneaky with that button, isn't you?
We can't talk to Charlie anymore. This sucks. Charlie!
Hello?
Hello? Sitgo?
Hello?
Yeah, is it Sitgo?
No.
Who is it?
This is Jesse.
Yeah, but this is the Sitgo gas station.
This is a Star gas station.
Oh, it used to be a Sitgo, though, right?
Yeah.
And you people got sold out?
Huh?
You people sold out or something, right?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
This is Jesse? All right, good, buddy.
Yeah.
Did you get those papers yet ready that we're talking about before?
Which one paper?
About the cleanliness papers. We're going to send you the final review.
Which one?
The problem with the cleaning over there, you were supposed to send in those papers, or the midnight, deadline is midnight tonight. I don't know if you can fax them over or not, but...
I don't have a fax, buddy.
You might have to find one, sir.
Huh?
You have until midnight tonight. We made an arrangement with you. We sent you the final notice and everything.
For what?
You guys failed the cleanliness test over there, and you were supposed to send over an appeal by midnight tonight.
What happened?
You were supposed to send the appeal letter by midnight tonight. It didn't come in today's mail, so you can still fax it over. I'm here until midnight tonight.
I don't have a fax buddy over here.
Well, maybe you can bring it down, you know, to the office. I mean, I'm going to be here until about 11, if you can, or, you know, a Kinko's, you know, that has a fax machine that you can, it's like they charge you 10 cents a page.
I don't have a fax machine buddy.
Well, then we're...
Who is this buddy? Tell me your name.
This is Cross.
Buddy, I have a customer, no?
I can
I'll
hold.
Talk to you later.
I can hold.
No, I don't.
Well...
Okay, bye.
That's the guy we talked to 3 weeks ago about washing his hands. He got upset.
Just tell him, go ahead and put the customer on. You'll talk to him.
Yep.
But we'll talk to him.
Ah, shit. Fucking magic. Fucking shit. Way to throw the ball away, fucking asshole. Fucking Vince Carter, fucking asshole. Fucking dickhead. Three right in his face, son of a bitch. Ugh, fucking fuck. I'm just trying to call in the spirit of, what's his face? Charlie. Fuck. Alright.
You know, I haven't heard anything from Charlie's family in a long time.
What? Sorry, I'm paying attention. I'm distracted by
the... Why has that guy ever paid for his Pepsi bill yet?
He's in arrears, sir. We'll try to call him again, don't worry. All right, we got a Shell gas station. Let's give them a call. See what's going on here.
You still got the number for Deborah from last week?
Did Kokini send it to me? Last week he sent it?
He sent you the article, dude. She has about like 200 moving violations.
Oh, God. I tried to stop her 5 years ago. She wouldn't listen.
I know.
She's a fucking maniac.
Circle K.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? You guys got the Yellow Jackets over there?
What's that?
The Yellow Jackets.
Do we have Yellow Jackets?
Yeah, there was Yellow Jackets over there. I was supposed to come in and clear them out.
I got Yellow Hornets.
You got Yellow Hornets? Are they inside or outside?
Oh, you mean, like, pests, as in, like, yellow jackets?
The yellow hornets will do fine, yeah. That's fine.
Is this a serious call right now?
No, yeah. Like, I was told to come down for the yellow jackets or the yellow hornets, whatever it is that you guys call them. Like, I'm supposed to remove them from there.
Like, exterminator style?
No. They're supposed to be taken off the shelf.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I got yellow hornets. There's a couple of them.
What about Up Your Gas?
What's it called?
Up Your Gas. Do you have that one?
Nope.
Okay. All right, so how many of the yellow jackets do you have right now? Can you do a quick count? And are they accessible to the public or are they behind the counter?
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. And they're like... Yeah, they're up front by the cash register.
All right, can we go ahead and just bring them back behind the register or maybe under the drawer?
Sure.
Okay. No, they've been released. You're not supposed to. For the time being, there was a recall. And also, do you have any K2 there?
No, we don't.
All right, you have any ASHI?
No.
All right, let me see what else is on this list here. Do you have any Entertainment 5?
No.
Do you have any emergency fund?
No.
All right. Do you have any wash oil?
No.
Do you have any tire sun?
Nope. I've never heard of any of this stuff.
No, it's a whole list. It's by this company, Valente and Associates, and there's a whole bunch of them. You just have the yellow hornets right now.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Do you have HBSC 12?
No.
Horny goat weed.
Not that I see, man. Is there another time, like a better time to call back? I'm getting like a crazy line to the end of my door right now.
No, we're supposed to call all the shells in the Colorado area, the state of Colorado.
Okay.
In the four states corner. Any voice stream?
No, man.
Any net 10 phones?
Nope. None of this stuff.
Let's see here. All right.
Sorry, dude.
Do you have any McDonald's prepaid cards?
McDonald's prepaid cards?
Yeah, those have been recalled.
This is killing me right now, bro. I'm all by myself.
No, there's only five. There's five less on the list. It's.
No McDonald's prepaid cards.
Potted meat food product.
Who?
Potted meat food product.
No.
Okay. Any Jiffy peanut butter?
I'm not sure, man. I'll have to go check for it.
No, we just need to count. No, the agreement with Valencia & Associates dropped. We're not supposed to sell any of their items. They've been completely contaminated. It was five pallets that got contaminated.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to check about the Jiffy, man. I got a line out of the door right now. No one else is in the store except me.
Okay, and there's three other items. Maybe you can just write them down to me. I think I can call you back when you get a chance.
What's that?
There's three more items to write down. If you can just write them down, and when I get a chance,
yeah,
I'll call you back. All right?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
What are they?
Arizona iced tea.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Kellogg's.
We're supposed to pull all our Arizona iced tea?
Yes. Kellogg's cornflakes.
And what else?
French's mustard.
Who am I talking to?
This is Valente.
From where?
Cross and Associates.
Spell that.
Cross and Associates. How long do you think it'll be? Like 15 minutes? I just need a count. You didn't even have to pull them down now. Just if you give me a count. You have a lot,
man,
of, you have a lot of
honest
Arizona?
Honest to God, I am serious. Yeah, I've got a ton of Arizona iced tea, and I'm busy as I can be right now.
Well, even if you just do a quick count. Well, I'll call you, you know, what do you think? Like maybe another 30 minutes or something?
I need at least 30 minutes at least.
That's fine. What was your name?
Marcus.
Marcus. All right, Marcus.
All right, thanks a lot, man.
All right, buddy, I'll call you back. See you later.
All right, yeah.
All right, cool. We'll call them back, make sure they get all that Arizona iced tea. What? I'm going to forget half the shit they were supposed to have pulled down. So, guys, try to remind me. Anyway, that was a start to something. Hopefully, that's good. 30 minutes. 30 minutes out. Remind me.
Oh, you have to get the instant replay, man, and have somebody copy them down there.
Lonesome Loser checking in. We got the loser. All right, man. That number's for the North King Motel. Give them a call.
Marcus is pretty anxious to help.
Yep. Nice guy.
I think he's looking for a promotion.
He doesn't... It's not that he questions pulling all the Arizona Ice team. It's just he doesn't want to pull all... He's like, oh, man, it's going to be hard to do. Yeah, Dwight Howard dunked it in like a fucking gorilla. Attaboy.
Talking Motel.
Hey, big girl, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, do you have any Coke or Pepsi vending machines there?
What room you are?
No, I'm not in a room. I'm calling from PepsiCo Coca-Cola Company. I was wondering if you had any vending machines there.
What? You don't need a room, right?
No, I do need a room.
Oh.
But do you have ice machine there?
Yeah.
I need you to turn off the ice machine, please.
I don't have ice machine.
No, you just said you do have ice machine.
Well, what room you are?
I'm not. I'm going to be staying there soon, but before I do, I want to make sure there's an ice machine there.
No, we don't have ice machine.
So what happens if I need ice? How do I get ice? I'm diabetic. I need ice.
No, I don't have ice, too.
You don't have ice?
No.
You're supposed to have ice. It's a law.
No.
You have refrigerator?
We have refrigerator in the room.
What? No, I want to... Do you have the big one for you people?
No.
So the rooms have a refrigerator?
Yeah.
How big is the refrigerator?
Small.
Do you have extra refrigerator?
No.
Well, are all the rooms taken up?
What do you say?
Are all the rooms taken up? Like, is there more than one room available?
Just hold on. You talk to someone. Just hold on.
Shit!
How many spaces are available?
Yeah. I think she hung up. Because this is shit. Man, I love fucking apples. The fucking apple.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, I was going to stay there, but she's saying that you're not going to provide me with ice or a refrigerator.
Sir, we don't have. We do have ice cubes in a refrigerator.
Oh, but she said there's no ice there.
At where?
In your stupid hotel? Hello?
In which room you are staying?
Not yet. I was going to come down. I'm on the road. I'm going to make a reservation.
We don't have ice bag, but we do have ice cubes, ice cube plates in a refrigerator.
Okay. Can that refrigerator go in the bathroom?
Yeah, if you want to rent a room, then you can go.
No, but
otherwise we don't have a public bathroom.
No, I know, but when I rent the room, I can move it to the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
Will you people help? Do you have a man there that will help me move the refrigerator, or do I have to do it by myself?
You want the ice, right?
Yeah, but I need to put it in the bathroom, the refrigerator.
Can I ask you why?
For the water. The water needs to get inside the refrigerator for the, of course, the ice.
There is already ice cubes, so why you need to move the refrigerator and all?
I need to make like a whole bag of ice.
I'm sorry, then I think you have to look another motel for
No, but okay, so let's say I don't need to make that much ice, okay? Just take it easy. But
yeah.
The refrigerator comes for free with the room, right?
Yeah.
And I can move the refrigerator if I need to make space?
Yeah.
Okay, so now do you have just shower, or does it have a tub that you can sit down in?
We do a shower and tub.
Okay, so I'm going to put the refrigerator in the tub with the shower on.
You cannot do that, sir, please.
But, I mean, you won't know if I do it or not, right? It won't be a big
deal?
No,
you cannot do that.
Please?
No, sorry, sir, please.
Where does it say?
Checked in a Scottish Inn. They do have a whole bag of ice.
No, I don't need the ice anymore. I just want to put the refrigerator inside the bathroom. in the toilet.
No, sir, we don't allow it. Please, I'm so sorry.
Okay. I think this is a normal question. Let's call her back. Sex in the shower.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you ask her? Can I move the toilet into the refrigerator then?
I don't understand.
No, put her back on because you don't speak English. I don't mean to be rude, but you know I don't want to confuse you. You're different. Can you put her back on, please, baby? Beep, 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 beep. Shove the toilet in the fridge. I'll put the toilet in the fridge and flush it. Milkman, you asked for the toilet. Milkman, ask about flushing the toilet, all right? Be weird. Like me. I get paid at midnight. Just gotta let you know that.
They seem to be all bloated out.
Yeah, they're on guard. Let's hold off on that, Big Milkman. Big Milk. Milkman gonna be flying on in January. Gonna be visiting the in-laws up north and. Do you think I should go through the backscatter x-ray if they want me to? And, you know, do you think that's legit about the danger of the x-ray radiation? Like, is that for real or should I have them just grope me?
Dude, no, it is seriously high levels, man. It's for sure, dude. I'm a radiation safety officer, and we have what is called industrial radiography, and there's, like, some serious regulations that have to be met just for you to even be around that equipment, and they're not using any of that kind of safety protocols at all in that airport. And people operating in machines, if they keep operating in machines for like a year or two, they're going to end up with cancer.
Good. Well, maybe they'll learn their lesson. And I don't know how it is in the rest of the country, but whenever I fly out of Orlando, those TSA people are like the ghettoest fucking Rickens and blacks and fucking just dumb people.
Dude,
they just love yelling because
that way they'll be thankful to have a job and they'll do anything they're told.
They're fucking retarded, man. They're like, every time I go and it's like, take your laptops out of the bag, put it in the bin. It's like, shut the fuck up, man. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't need to hear that fucking shit. But you can't say anything, apparently. Well, they'll fucking sit you down.
Hell, that's $11,000 fine if you start giving them any lip.
Jesus, it's all touching the penis and stuff. Now they're just fucking weird. Now they're just like, yeah, you fucking fuck around. We'll look at you naked and touch a cock. Jesus Christ.
Yep.
I don't know who I'm calling now. Who am I calling? Saloon.
I think if I was you, I'd just get on an Amtrak or a Greyhound.
Hey, big girl, how you doing?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, how many teeth you got down there?
How many what?
How many teeth you got in your mouth, you old bitch?
Who is this?
I'm an angry customer. I want to speak to the manager right now so I can insult him.
Who the hell is this?
This is the manager of the other place. Oh, my God. Don't tell my mom I'm calling. I'm sorry, okay? Please?
Who is it?
Don't tell my mom, please. I'm sorry. I don't know what the fuck. That was about. I'm fucking gay. It was going nowhere fast.
Right,
I forgot. I'm not supposed to just yell at them or shit. Whatever.
Just call her mommy right now.
It's too fucking
mommy,
hot.
Mommy!
If I've told you people many times already, stop sending me bars. Are you talking to bars?
Yeah. Because we got too much background noise, people, and they can't hear us. So we can't play games with them, and it's not funny. They never hardly work out unless they're very quiet. So please respect our request, and we'll provide you with excellent calls. That is not a good call.
Look, well, you don't have to be a jerk about it, though, you know? I mean, don't raise your voice.
Well, look. Hey, look, I'm not going to take any more lip from these punks. I don't know who the hell they think they are. It must be a new call.
That was a lonesome number. All right, Milkman, toilets. See if they pick up this time. Toilets. And yell horse at them every once in a while. Ah, they're hanging right up. A bunch of assholes. It's because they don't have the caller ID going out. I'm going to fix that at midnight. My paycheck hits at midnight. I'll take a break at midnight, I think, and see if I can order it.
They're not happy with the toilet and the bathtub situation.
I guess not.
I think they were thinking maybe you got an RV or something.
Right.
Yeah, the toilet and the bathtub. That was hilarious. I used to have a 24-foot champion, dude, and it had the shitter, and the whole shitter was set inside of a basin, man, and you could take a shower and sit on the shitter at the same time. It was hilarious.
That is nasty. What?
Yeah, man. The old RV, man, that could serve space. You close the shitter up, and you could take a shower in there. Or you could sit down, take a shit, and shower at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I know someone that had a boat that I was on once, and they had that set up. Like, you go in,
yeah.
And it had like a shower head over the toilet. Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Back in my younger days, I had a 24-foot fucking RV, man. I'd cruise around the park back in the 60s, you know, we'd pick up those fucking wild corn-fed bitches, and we'd take them out in the country and fucking whip out some beer, man, and get fucking wild and crazy, baby. All right.
Look, man. Cool. Picking up women and
That was almost as cool as the panty dropper.
The panty dropper.
Get to play that call again sometime. I love that call.
I gotta find it. Why do you guys love that prank so much? It was not that good. But anyway.
It was the whole premise. It didn't go far, but it was just funny that you just whipped it out of your brain like that all of a sudden. That's what made it so creative.
There really was a guy when I grew up in high school. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, listen, I don't appreciate that there was a man down there, and they were saying nasty stuff, and they had nasty words written on their vehicle. And I want to get this reported.
What did you say?
There was a man down there, and he was saying he was saying nasty stuff, and I want it reported. I want it written down over there.
This is Chinese ritual.
Yeah, this is
Mei Hua.
Mei Hua?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is Cross.
Because my English is not really good, I'm not understanding what you say too much.
This man said bad word, nasty things over there when I was there.
Yeah, I'm saying because my English is not very good, I'm not understanding what you're saying too much.
Your ears aren't very good?
No.
Oh, yeah? Is there another person I can talk to?
No, not right now.
Stupid.
You stupid, man.
Stupid, shit, stupid.
Stupid, shit, fuck.
Fuck, shit, fart, shit, stupid.
Fuck, shit, fuck you, man. What do you say, man? You come here, man.
Pussy.
You on fire?
Pussy.
You want me to kill you? You want me to kill you, stupid?
Bitch. Stupid.
Fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you, stupid shit.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. Fuck you, man.
Your mother, bitch.
You mother, fuck you. Fuck your mother, man.
Shit your mother on your mother's
shit. Fuck you, man.
Fuck shit.
There. Your sister in your toilet.
You never said that, didn't you? I figured I'd find a way. My English is too good. I just start saying shit, fuck what? Shit.
He moved.
Yeah. That's it. That's
dude,
the old,
funny English.
That's the old classic Charlie maneuver there from the Do Drop In. When he hears stupid and shit, he gets really mad. He's like, oh, let's try with this guy. Shit, fuck shit. Fuck shit. Fuck you. Son of a bitch. All right, Milkman, you try. I'm trying to make an order and just say fuck shit. Ready? All right.
What is it? A restaurant?
Yeah, it's a restaurant. Chinese restaurant. That's all you need to know. If he answers. Oh, man. All right, let's try them later. All right. Well, excuse me for eating over here. I'm hungry. My sugar's low. I have to eat. You know how it is, milkman.
Happy head.
All right, we'll call him later. I'm just going to call, let's call that Shell station again. Not the Shell, the other of them. There we go. Milkman, you there? Oh, shit. Not that one. All right, hang on. Oh, shit.
Jack, what else was on there, little Debbie's?
Uh-huh. Debbie's number, we got to find it, man. I don't know where it is.
I sent it to you last week.
I'll find it. Bacon, I'm eating apples. I'll stop, all right? Before people start complaining. I'm throwing far away, so I'll stop eating. Shit, they fell behind the fucking... Damn it. Fell behind the TV. Magic are winning by 11. Good deal. Hello? Gas station. No answer there. Oh, well. All right. Let's go back to that hotel then. They're not going to answer. Why even bother? What I meant to call was this Bob's Drive-In. Same area code, and I confused the two. We also got a number for someone who's Bulgarian, who looks good with a nice ass. Great. And I got to get to those request a prank submissions here also. Don't forget that. Our users are using the form. They must be pleased.
Awesome.
I think I got a broken wisdom tooth. Oh, shit.
Thank you for calling Pastor Kane. How can I help you?
Hello. This is listen, there was a man down there, and he was had disgusting things going on. I want this reported.
Okay.
What's your function there?
Huh?
What's your function there?
Oh, my address?
No, your function.
My function? Do you want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Abdul? Abdul?
Excellent. His name is Abdul.
Abdul.
Milkman. If you heard me. It's because you heard me. Hang on. Ah! Oops.
Dude, get out your noisemaker, man.
I think it's in a box on there.
What was that noise?
That's the name of the prank, though. How appropriate. Jesus Christ. Is that what it sounded like?
It was bad, dude.
Blazers just trailing by 6 now. They're catching up. Fuck. A Chinese guy that kept saying fuck. Won't answer anymore. Jeez.
Darn it.
I was supposed to have fun here when people don't answer the phone and we call them and say fuck. Alright.
Let me get call some of these British. Find out what the hell's going on with this riot.
All right. Browsing numbers here that have come in. We got a few gay-friendly bars. Nice, nice. Placenta Processing Workshop. I'm organizing an informal workshop for students to learn how to process a real-life human placenta into pills and tincture. Instructor is a professional awesome. Birthing consultant with 10-plus years experience. Well, that's just nasty. All right, let's call them. Jesus. Donkey sauce. While Brawl and Joe in the show, this is Madhouse Radio for December the 9th. Moving on 11:30 here pretty soon. Did I mention an announcement about Andy N on the air? That I just tell you, Milkman? I don't remember. I didn't say that, did I?
Yeah, I think you said he's driving a truck again.
This is Aaron. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
Fuck you. Milkman, I know you're excited about this news. I told you before the show started. Andy's going to be joining us here the first 2 weeks of February. He's going to be in studio.
Oh, boy.
He's going to be visiting Orlando. Wow. He's going to be stopping in. Yeah, I know. He's your favorite. Milkman, you and him have a bad history together. You guys hate each other just about.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's great news, man. Yeah.
Don't sound so so enthusiastic about that, Milkman. You going to quit again like you did last time?
I'm all wound up, man. I feel like I got a shit.
That's horrible. Last time you two got into a horrible fight off air, and then you ended up quitting the show until we moved away. Like 3 months later.
Dude, I don't know what the hell your problem is, man. Do you really have to have him on here and lower our ratings like that across the network?
Of course, man. He brought a lot to the show.
Yeah, I know. He brought a lot of down bad ratings.
Down bad ratings? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Down bad ratings.
All right. If you start babbling like a fool like that, then the show would stop, and then the whole damn thing would go down. People would start tearing out and go to bikini days, right?
Milkman, you drool.
Thank you for calling Pink Fresh on. This is Farina. How can I help you?
Yeah, listen, I saw two people kissing over there. I don't appreciate that.
Excuse me?
I saw two people kissing over there. I don't appreciate that.
Okay.
Can you turn the music down? I understand that you have the radio there that you can use, but I prefer if you turn the radio down when you're talking to me.
We don't have a radio here.
I hear music.
I know, we're having a show.
Oh, what kind of show? With the men kissing?
No men kissing is spell of the ball.
Are the women kissing?
No women kissing.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Huh?
There's nothing wrong with women kissing, right? You know that's a good thing.
Right.
Yeah. I'm watching you right now. My wife. No, my wife was wondering if you know.
Huh?
My wife, Cindy, she wants, you know, she thinks you're hot.
Who is this?
Let's fucking do it in front of the dog, in front of the kids. Let's get, you know, fucking just go wild. Do some coke. Do some drugs.
Who is this?
Drugs in the bathroom.
Huh?
Drugs in the bathroom.
Who's in the bathroom?
Drugs. We can do drugs in the bathroom.
Oh, I don't do drugs.
No, I just, you know, soft drugs.
Who is this?
This is Cross.
Who?
Cross. This is Cross.
Cross?
Yeah, can you pass you through to the stage, please?
To who?
The stage.
Dave?
The stage, yeah.
To Dave?
Yeah.
In the bar?
Uh-huh.
Hold on.
I don't know what the fuck we're doing here. Milkman and Andy kissing, Nunu says. Probably would.
This is an idiot.
Yeah! 3. Michael Petras. Fucking gorilla. Fucking monkey man. It's awesome. I got banned from the Orlando Magic chat room because I kept calling... I was calling the Boston Celtics a bunch of monkeys and they said enough was enough, finally. I was signed in as madhouselive.com. I don't know if anybody ever checked the site out. I was making racial comments about the Boston Celtics. How about that? Why not? I'm just going to do this curse with the bartender and just say fuck shit to him. Let's see if he reacts like the Chinese guy did. Probably not. I want to hear that again now. Fuck.
That guy was great.
What is the name?
What was his name, Rufus?
I don't know. Listen, guys.
Hello?
Yeah, listen. Hey.
Hello?
Are you listening?
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah, fuck.
Fuck?
Fuck, yeah, fuck.
Fuck?
Fuck, shit, fuck. Fuck. You fuck.
Okay.
Alright.
What?
Tell me about your hair.
What?
Tell me about your hair.
Tell me about my hair?
Yeah, your hair.
Swift, I can barely hear you.
Is it long? You got long hair?
No.
Can you pass you through to the stage, please?
What?
Pass you through to the stage, you fuck.
Alright, I'm gonna go now.
Alright, bye. Whatever the fuck I'm doing.
Whatever, I gotta make a toilet.
Thank you, Milkman, for chiming in. You should have joined the prank. Why don't you ever join the pranks anymore, Milkman? It used to be so fun and nice. I'm guessing we'll call the UK a little later in the show. Let's call a sushi restaurant here. Milkman, you're Japanese. Now you can talk to them. Translate for us.
Yeah, call Deborah too for a good place.
And then had the fucking number. Is Kokanee online yet?
Yeah.
Oh, we got Bacon reminding us.
I can help you?
Yeah, hi, listen. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, listen, I gotta make a complaint.
Appointment?
No, a complaint. I want to talk to the Asian guy over there.
Okay, one second.
All right.
Abdullah.
Which one? The younger one or the one with long hair?
The owner guy.
The long hair or short hair?
I don't know. Is there a difference? Which one speaks the least English?
Hold on one second.
That guy.
You want to talk to the chef, right?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, the guy that barely speaks English, that jerk.
Okay, hold on.
All right, thanks.
Oh, fuck.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, listen, what's going on over there with your problems?
What's problem?
Fuck. Stupid fuck.
What?
Stupid fuck shit.
What are you talking about?
You stupid shit. Fuck shit, you stupid fuck.
What?
Fucking stupid.
What are you talking about?
You stupid.
Oh my god.
Uh-huh. God damn it. I just wanted to say.
Who in the hell's calling? He had pretty good English, actually.
Yeah. I can't believe he got transferred to the fucking cooking staff for once, after asking for so many years.
There you go. Now look. Dude, Kokanee sound like a rap sheet on it had like 250 moving violations, dude.
All right, I'm
in
calling.
In like 3 years.
I got you. I catch your drift. I'm calling.
I wish I had that posted still.
What's the name of the guy who used to do that show? You know what I'm talking about?
The number you are calling has Privacy Manager, a caller ID service, and your number is not identified. At the tone, say your name or the company you represent, and your call will be completed.
Yeah, this is Cross.
Please hold while your call is completed.
I gotta get that block.
Damn, she got war dialing on you now, boy.
Yeah, man, she's on to it.
Still trying.
She gonna answer? Fuck, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Still trying.
Shit.
Shit, man. Magic up by 8.
Still trying.
Wake up, yo, bitch. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Deborah?
Yeah.
What's up with them niggas?
What niggas?
He stole my bananas. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's some black guy. I'm not even going to say the N-word, but there's some black people over there, and they stole my bananas. Fuck shit. Horse. Horse.
Well, you know why he stole your banana?
Horse.
He heard you was sucking his monkey's dick, you poor-ass piece of white trash-ass filth. Don't you call my house no more. I haven't found out who you are. I'm going to blow your ass away from here. You go suck your mama's cock, you nasty fucking ass freaking. All you white men ain't nothing but asshole fuckers and liquors and shit. Don't call my house no more because I hate you peckerwood-ass motherfucking men. You kiss my pussy. Oh,
all right. Sounds like a plan. All right. Cool. Wow.
How's that for a call, kid?
Holy shit. Well, Deborah's back, that's for sure. Jesus Christ.
Now you see why we love Deb.
Wow, man.
See why we love our Deb.
Oh, hey,
instant replay, quick.
I'm trying. I was in the wrong one. Fuck. It's not coming up. God damn it.
Oh, shit. Man, I gotta get that one there, man.
Holy shit, dude. Did you hear that?
Dude, she went off.
Yeah, it didn't come up. Fuck. That sucks. I got a plan, though. What I'll do is when we take a break here, what I'll do is I'll cut the recording and I'll start a second file. And when we come back, I'll find it. It'll be right at the end of it. You know what I mean? We'll take a break. We'll take a break now. Wow. Jesus Christ.
Kiss my black pussy.
Wow. She went off like I was going off on the Asian guy before. She went off on me like that. Just like, fuck.
Oh, my God, dude. She was into it.
White motherfuckers. We gotta record that. We gotta play that. Just, you know, on the soundboard or something.
I ever find out who you are, I'm gonna blow you up. That's what she said before, too.
Yeah. Wow, man. That's gold.
Wow.
And you know she recognized me. You know, she's like, oh, fuck this guy.
Yeah,
man. This fucking guy.
You.
He hasn't called me in 3 years. This fucking asshole got my number again. Yeah, but he was on to the person that originally gave you her number. She was on to it because the last time that we called her, she's like, you told that fat fucking hoe that gave you those numbers. She's a fucking bitch, you know? You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Who gave you that number originally. Oh, my God. Wow, dude, that's something. Okay, I think we'll go ahead and take our break now. No, that's over. So I can pause that recording over there in the server computer, and I want to play that back when we get back.
Absolutely. That was classic material.
All right, we got more numbers to get to when we get back. This is Madhouse Radio for the 9th of December. We got a strip club in Atlanta here to call. We got a Baskin Robbins on deck also. We got a Polish restaurant. We're talking about Polish history with the dead, that his family was his grandmother was almost raped by a Nazi.
Wow.
And we got some more places here sent in from Request a Prank. We'll get to those. I'm sure we got a lot more to do here, Mike. Yeah, that's true, Mikey. I'm not lying. I should take offense to that. Anyway, so we got a lot going on.
That was very racist.
That was very, very racist. I mean, I said the N-word, though. You know, whatever. It's cool. I said it, you know. I'm Puerto Rican. I could say it, you know. All right.
Yeah, but then you didn't mean to say that. You said, you know, black people. At least you retorted on that one. Yeah, you know, a little redeeming quality to it.
All right, everybody. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Madhouse Radio. Thank you.
I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open up trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever, ever make you who you are.
Thank you.
groove, Dale.
All right, here we are. Thank you, everyone, my body. And it's Madhouse Radio, second half of the show starting up. Thank you, everyone, who's still tuned in. We're having fun tonight, I suppose. Mikey 129. Do you think there's too many? Is there too much Gorillaz music on the show? This is the first Gorillaz song I played in a while, I think. I don't know if I might be wrong. I'm playing MF Doom all night. Barzano. I should play their newest album because it came out and I never played any. I don't think I've ever played any of that new the album that came out earlier this year. That was a good year. That was a good album. I forget what it's called. Plastic Beach. No, I have played Plastic Beach here and there. I might load up some Gorillaz tonight. Got nothing else to do. All right, Milkman, I got that isolated just about here. I should be able to get it pretty quickly.
All right, cool.
What I'll do is when I
find... Send it to me after you get it, man.
Oh, yeah, dude. Are you an Able Archer still? We're not supposed to talk about... You know what I'm talking about? The secret feed, you know, the VIP
feed? Yeah.
Do you still have access to that? Because that's where I put it. I can put it there right now. As a matter of fact, I'll do it right now so you guys have it already. But okay. Hey, let's play this. Milkman, you want to hear it again? I'll pod you over.
Yeah.
When I cue.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, you guys want to hear this?
Soft, and then the whole damn thing will go down.
Hey.
Hello?
Are you listening?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm doing that postage still.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Deborah. Here we go. I got it. You ready? All right. Folks, here we go. A replay of that last call we just did that people like so much.
Yeah.
What's up with them niggas?
What niggas?
He stole my bananas.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's some black guy. I'm not going to say the N-word, but there's some black people over there, and they stole my bananas. Fuck shit. Horse. Horse.
Well, you know why he stole your bananas?
Horse.
He heard you was sucking his monkey's dick, you poor-ass piece of white trash-ass filth. Don't you call my house no more. I haven't found out who you are. I'm going to blow your ass away from me. You go suck your mama's cock, you nasty fucking-ass freaking. All you white men ain't nothing but asshole fuckers and liquors and shit. Don't call my house no more because I hate you peckerwood-ass motherfucking men. You kiss my pussy.
All right. Sounds like a plan. All right. Cool. There you go. Peckerwood. That's a black lady thing to say, right? I never hear anybody say peckerwood except for black ladies. They love saying peckerwood.
Asshole fuckers and liquors.
She called me an asshole cracker or asshole. What did she say? I don't know. She said cracker and nigger. Yeah, I am a cracker.
Hit it again. Rewind it. Play it again.
All right, hang on. That's not over. We'll do it one more time.
Who's in there?
He stole my bananas.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's some black guy. I'm not going to say the N-word, but some black people over there, and they stole my bananas. Fuck shit. Horse. Horse.
Well, you know why he stole your bananas?
Horse.
He heard you was sucking his monkey's dick, you poor-ass piece of white trash-ass filth. Don't you call my house no more. I haven't found out who you are. I'm going to blow your ass away from me. You go suck your mama's cock, you nasty fucking ass freaking. All you white men ain't nothing but asshole fuckers and liquors and shit. Don't call my house no more because I hate you peckerwood-ass motherfucking men. You kiss my pussy.
All right, so it's going to be echo here pretty soon. There we go. It's asshole... No, liquor. She didn't call me a nigger. She called me an asshole something and liquor.
Asshole
fuckers.
Asshole suckers
and liquors. Yeah. Wow, man. Peckerwood. That's awesome.
All you white men.
That's got to be like,
you
know.
All you freaky white men.
You know the little intro to the little drop of every show that I do? That's got to be. That's like. Can I just make the title of the show just that? Everything she said. I'll break that. Just tip the dog out of his title. Asshole motherfucker Peckerwood. Oh, my God.
Dude, that's definitely a highlight. That definitely is a highlight.
Jeez. Well, it's a good thing she told us how she really feels.
Yeah, she's gonna blow your house up too.
Yeah, damn. Chill, chill. I like that, Jill. Sounds like a typical rap song. That's cool. We got to break it down and turn it into a rap song. There we go. We'll take Big Brent. what was her name again? It's not Brent. Debbie. Deborah. We'll break all the words down and make a rap song out of it. That'd be awesome. Holy shit.
I'm so glad that she accepted her call, Cross.
Yeah, no shit, man.
Dude, she's got caller screening on there, and she still accepted. That's fantastic.
She's got privacy director, so you have to have... If your caller ID doesn't come through, then you got to say who you are.
Right.
I used to work at a transportation company. I had to call these people the day before their trips every day. It was half of my job, and I used to hate that fucking privacy director. He's got to sit there like, yes, this is Carlito with blah, 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 and Associates. Valentine Associates, Transportation Machines. All right.
Yeah, that's so close. You could have just said, not accepted the call. Dude, we'd have missed out on all the good levels.
Yeah, I know. I think because it had been a few years, she was like, I think this is him. Let me just find out. This is that white peckerwood that keeps calling me all the time.
Asshole, freaky ass sucker liquor.
Jesus Christ. That's just fucking awesome. I made the whole night right there. Let me just leave it at that.
You know, it'd be funny. Play that. Now, call up some English house and then play that recording back to
Yeah. All right. That'll
really get him stirred up. Hey, your mammy wants to talk to you. What's that?
Yeah, motherfucker. White ass trash, motherfucker.
I'll just call a wrestler like, yeah. Hey, why are you so loud?
Excuse me?
Why is it so stupid loud over there? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can I get some kimchi?
Kimchi?
Yeah.
Hold on. Can I get some kimchi? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to make an order for kimchi number 2.
Kimchi number 2 or the combo 2?
Uh-huh, and then horse sauce.
Oh, yeah. So included.
What's her problem? Is she stupid?
Yeah.
Is that person stupid?
No.
All right, you're not stupid, right?
Excuse me?
That you're not stupid, right?
Who is this?
This is Cross. You're not stupid, right? If you're going to take my order, you're not a stupid? Huh?
Hold on, please.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, stupid.
Yeah?
Yeah, is this that stupid, stupid fuck?
What is that?
Fucking stupid.
You are?
No, you stupid. Shit, stupid.
I think you are.
Fuck you. You're stupid.
Oh, thank you.
Stupid.
Thank you.
Stupid shit.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Say it.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
No, say it.
No, you too. Thank you.
I can feel your anger.
Oh, yeah. It's okay.
Strike me down
angry.
With it.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Come to the dark side. Just say it.
Shit in the oven.
Yeah, you too.
Shit in the oven.
Yeah. Come on, get angry. Say a curse word and get angry. It's all we do. It's all we got going for us. Come on, man. We're going to get canceled.
Shit in the oven.
Nah, he's not responding anymore.
Jack and donkey it off. Masturbation.
The patient is unresponsive. Milkman, we'll have to move on.
He flatlined there.
Yeah, I tried. Just trying to get him angry. Jill, you got a good point.
It's okay. Thank you.
Okay. I love when they do that. Shit, fuck, shit. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Oh, my God. RBCP leaving and jumping back in.
Oh, man.
Like, I want to do that now. I want to, like, try to get that Deborah audio.
Do that, and then call somebody in England and say, look, I got somebody I need to talk to you at.
Yeah, I can, because I didn't talk at all.
Do you know what time it is? Then just, like, start playing the audio. Like, start using it like it's a soundboard, you know, and keep playing it.
Yeah. Or who else? Come on, there's got to be, who got a black person call?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You can just hear the genuine happiness in her voice.
So we got chicken and waffles. We may have an old chicken and waffles here. Let me look at Lonesome Log. Let's call one of those.
Yeah, you got to get them on the line and then suck them into it and then put her on. Stick her on them.
I guess someone's got an order for you. Okay, put them on. Motherfucker. No waffles. Is it Roscoe? I think we called Roscoe recently. No, we haven't called Roscoe's recently. Ah, shit. They put in the old Google machine in L.A. Roscoe's. Hang on, folks. Bear with me. I got an idea.
We're about ready to cross switch.
You're ready to cross switch.
Cross is going to switch her on, buddy.
Seriously, though, man, so you think, Milkman, you agree I shouldn't go in that reverse mechanism body pee-pee scanner, right?
I wouldn't.
But you don't got a problem getting touched right into pee-pee? I don't mind it. I think it's kind of hot.
No, dude, man, I'll get really hard, man.
Get really hard. Yeah, right. Hardly.
Yeah.
Hardly.
They'll be like pulling. They'll say like, "What's that cucumber doing in your drawers, boy?"
Yeah. Well, you got that. What you? What you packing? All
right. Yeah. I don't know, you asshole liquor freak.
Yeah, you just quote that. We gotta get people just quoting that asshole liquor fucker. No, asshole fucker liquor.
You freaky ass white guy asshole sucker liquor.
Peckerwood.
Go suck your mother's cock. Your mama's cock. Suck your mama's cock.
Well, she explained.
Oh, my God. The English are going to love her, dude.
She also did explain why he stole my bananas. Because I was sucking his monkey cock. All right, cool.
Yeah.
She was honest about the whole thing, at least.
Yeah,
hang on. Wait. I can't call yet. I don't have this ready. Hold on. I got to queue it up. All right, this is going to put all the music all way out of whack, but we'll cue it up here.
Deborah is going to start calling, or you can call tonight. That'd be excellent.
Transcribe my message, line one. Begin.
Come on.
You've had some old lady having a heart attack here and there.
Hello?
Yeah, Deborah?
Yeah.
What's up with them niggas?
What niggas?
He stole my bananas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was some black guy. I'm not even going to say the N-word, but some black people over there, and they stole my bananas. Fuck shit. Horse. Horse.
Well, you know why he stole your banana.
All right, cool. I got it here. I got it queued up. Horse.
He heard you.
All right, I got it queued up. All right, so let me call the Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles here. Famous chicken place with blacks that like eating chicken and waffles together, I understand. I don't get it. Has anybody had chicken and waffles together ever? Is that really that good? Sounds nasty.
Damn, it sounds good.
Do you put, like, shredded chicken? That might be... I don't know. Come on, ring, you fuck. Fucking... Jesus Christ. Hang on. They're not going to believe me that it's my mom anyway. It's like I'm a white guy, right? According to Deborah, I'm a white peckerwood. So peckerwood.
Well, just do your bar imitation. Like with a, you call for that white nigger cab. Do that one there. Like, do your bar guy.
I can do Fat Albert.
Do that bar guy. That was fun. I like the bar guy.
The bar guy.
You going to come pick up this guy?
Hello?
Roscoe's on Hollywood.
Yeah, listen, what happened with my mom over there? She's really upset. I don't know what happened with her order. Do you know who helped out a lady named Debbie?
Please hold. Let me see.
All right.
Please hold.
All right.
Can I just
look them
out?
Excellent.
Excellent. I hope this sends a lot of echo when I do this.
She wants banana cream pie.
Banana cream pie? Banana fucking cream pie.
Yes! The rotary circular calling machine.
Oh, shit.
What did she order?
Can I just put her on, maybe? She's a little more calm now, but...
Okay, yeah, because I need a description of the person that took her order. Yeah,
right.
Can I talk to her, please?
Okay, hang on. Hang on, she's going to be right on. Hang on.
You were sucking this monkey's dick, you poor-ass piece of white trash-ass filth. Don't you call my house no more. I haven't found out who you are. I'm going to blow you up.
She really hung up. All right, cool. All right, that didn't work too well. Hang on, let me cue it back. Hey, fuck it. Let's just call him back. Who cares? Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, stick her right back on.
Stick her right on her again. All right, cool. Like she didn't miss a beat.
Yeah, so wait a minute. You go suck your mama's cock, you nasty fucking ass freaking. All you white men ain't nothing but
assholes. I couldn't hear what he said.
You bald head granny.
You bald head granny. I still got more where that came from. Hang on, let me call the other one. Let me call the other Roscoe's.
Oh, this is working out great.
let me finish her off on this one. I'm just gonna call people in the UK and play that. We'll leave voicemails with that.
Russell's Hollywood, how can I help you?
Liquors and shit, don't call my house no more.
Shut up, bitch.
Good ass motherfucker to me.
All right. We had fun with that one. All right, cool.
Shut up, bitch.
Oh, this is great, man.
You get a million responses from these people. Roscoe's the hop of joy.
Yeah, it'll be a lot better when we get that isolated. I think he's getting one little file.
Oh, yeah. Right into a soundboard, dude. Just like different clips of it, you know, like yeah. Different stuff.
Well, if I could edit it out, I could put it on my iPod and just connect the little speaker. I'm putting it on my earphone. I could just put it up to the
God,
iPod
dude.
Headphones.
There's
yeah.
So much potential for fun using that with soundboards.
Yeah.
Have it like cutting in on you and stuff. You know, you're trying to save the caller from her if she's cussing and shit.
Right. Cool. Good deal.
Why that piece of
jack?
Oh, no. She didn't mean that, really.
I will blow your house up. Oh, Jesus Christ.
He just upset about a banana cream pie. I'll tell you what your monkey did with that.
Magic just dropped the lead for the first time in the game. We're losing by 149-48. 10:30 left in the third quarter. Good luck, Magic. Third quarter collapse coming up, as usual. Colts beat the Titans, did they? Oh, yeah, they did. Oh, you're right. Good point. My fantasy football team made it to the playoffs. I'm ranked second in the league. Playoffs start this week, week 14 of the NFL. Coming down to crunch time, man. All right, guys, come on. Let's regroup. I got more numbers here. We got a KFC in Compton. Let's queue up the angry bus driver lady from back in the day.
Hang on, listen.
I think I got
hang
it perfect.
On, hang on, listen.
Still trying.
The Asian guy before? She went off.
I have no more. I have a fact.
Yeah, let me say
the
M word. There's some black people over
the
there. They stole my band.
It's the
fuck
manager.
Shit. Horse. Hang on, milkman. I gotta find the right time here. Hang on.
Ah.
Horse.
Well, you know why he stole your banana?
Horse.
He heard you.
It's at 4:31. 4:31. Write that down, milkman. All right. Remind me. Everyone, write that down. Type it in the chat room right now. 4:31. I know exactly where to go in that file in order to get to it. Okay. Let's call this KFC that Lonesome just sent in. And let's call the UK. Why not, right? Let's go have some fun with that. I think we should call up
Deborah. Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. See if I can accomplish
just,
all this.
Gently
without...
lead him into it there, Hermana.
Yeah.
And then she'll open up the whoop ass.
All right. Cool. Ring, bitch. It's taking a long time to rent California tonight.
Yeah.
Any second now. And the thing is, it's ringing. It just doesn't give me the ringtone, but I see it ringing. And I hear them when it picks up. Yeah, it's weird.
That's strange.
Let me try to redial it. And I can't play music while I have her queued up. Shit, looks like someone literally picked it up. Right when I hung up. No, they're just hanging up. All right. We'll have to do something else then. Excuse me. All right, let's...
Yeah, try a different number.
I'll try that Chinese place that I said fuck shit to. Let's see if they pick up. I'll just have
you'll love this.
Let's try that. Let's see if he's there. If he picks up... Nah, not going to pick up here.
Sure.
Hey, Milkman, when I talk like this, does it sound bad or does it still sound legible normal?
No, it sounds okay. I can follow you.
Really? I got it like on my ear. Perfect. All right, I'll keep it there. Awesome.
it's just a slight distance, but it's not bad.
This makes it, okay, cool. All right, let's try to call the Sitgo that Ken likes us to call all the time. Let's see if we can just play it for them there. Since the ladies used to just prank calling her every Thursday night. This is for you, Ken.
Sitgo MJ speaking. How may I help you?
Fucking this monkey's dick, you poor-ass piece of white trash-ass filth. Don't you call my house no more. I haven't found out who you are. I'm going to blow your ass away from here. You go suck your mama's cock, you nasty fucking ass freaking. All you white men ain't nothing but asshole fuckers and liquors and shit. Don't call my house no more because I hate you peckerwood-ass motherfucking men. You kiss my pussy. All
right, sounds up. Okay. Well, she didn't say anything, but, you know, whatever. Had fun with her. That one goes out to Ken. Hope Ken appreciated that. Let's go back to 431. Let's play some music before I start going back to 431 again.
41, yeah.
She just sat there and listened to it for a while.
I think she was getting hot. She might have recognized her.
All right, we got A. Grove here. Let's give A. Grove a call about this whole mess. What sucks is whenever I set this up, it literally there's no music. So it doesn't ruin the flow of the show. It just changes the dynamic of the show. But again, we're looking for 431. Let me pause it here. 431, 425, 532. I'll have to get another Winamp player in order to get this right. All righty.
They allow multiple instances. That's the way to do it.
Ah, shit, I reset it. Fuck.
41.
Fuck 31. Alright, got it. Alright, so we're calling London, England, and we'll play that file. Let's see if anything happens.
Hello?
This monkey's dick, you poor-ass piece of white trash-ass filth. Don't you call my house no more. I haven't found out who you are. I'm going to blow your ass away from here. You go suck your mama's cock, you nasty fucking-ass freaking. All you white men ain't nothing but asshole fuckers and liquors and shit. Don't call my house no more.
We hang up already, ain't they? I mean, cool.
get her to play, like, say a couple words and pause.
Yeah.
See what they say.
Right, you know, yeah, you're right. Yeah, they were still on the line.
They just get the stream, and no one ever gets the word in edgewise, and then they just hang up.
They were still on the line. They didn't hang up. I think they left it off the hook, but they weren't saying anything.
Oh, sweet.
I hate you peckerwood-ass motherfucking men. You kiss my pussy.
He's called later.
Aw, well, I'll leave a voicemail at least. Shit! Okay, so moving right along. Let's do some more prankage. Hang on, let me open up a new player here. Alright. wall
41.
Right here.
The magic number is 41.
431, Milkman. Even now I know it by heart. Seriously, what's wrong with you? Did you get shit right? Sorry, folks. Hang on just a moment.
Deborah is fired up tonight. Got blood in her eye.
All right, we'll try a liquor store, see what happens
there. Hang on. Listen, I am...
Is your her pussy or black pussy hot?
Kiss my pussy. All right, hang on. Let me get
kiss
this.
Kiss my here. Black pussy.
It refuses to dial. God damn it. Come on. I think I got it now. Yes? Nope. Oh, it's trying. Go, baby, go.
431.
I got it.
Play pause.
All right, play pause. No answer there. We'll have to call J-Kid instead. Just a moment. In England, of course.
Play pause, listen. Play pause, listen.
Hello? Hello? Nothing. Did not remain on the line. Bullshit. All right, let's try to call that motel from before then. You know,
kind of coax him into it. See if you can get him to, like, at least sit and talk a little bit. And then
yeah, that's the whole, yeah, that's the whole thing. Out. Yeah, like you're saying, play pause. That's the key.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Man, my bourbon alarm.
Play pause, listen, see what they say.
Right.
God, we had our sound loop right now.
I know. Yeah, they're just hanging up over there now. I guess they see the number coming through. They see the unknown call or whatever, and they don't want to answer it. Fuck.
Yeah, we'll have to try some fresh numbers, man. I think our older numbers have gotten wise to us. We done upset them, I think.
Well, it is midnight. I mean, I could try. I can play an old Deb call or two, and then in honor of her, and then I could see if I get an outgoing number. Maybe they'll pick up. You want to try that? All right, cool. Well, what do we have? We have her listed as Angry Bus Driver, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, she's always an Angry Bus Driver.
Let me see here.
There's several good calls of hers.
Yeah, at least three or four. I don't know how many.
Neo did a few, and I think even Jen Stewart did a few, too.
Yeah, Jen called her? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Neo even called her.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm trying to get Bus Driver up here. Let's see. Reckless Bus Driver is what it's called.
Yeah.
There's short calls. I don't know if this will give me enough time.
This is the one where she's driving on the interstate and stuff.
Yeah, I got that. That's 3 minutes. I got another one here that's another minute.
Yeah, that's the one where she tested you out want to blow your house up.
I got to find one other prank here long enough. I don't know how long it's going to take me to get that credit set up.
She is pretty intelligent.
I'm looking.
Yeah, by next week, man, let's chop that up and make some soundboards out of it. Let's start.
Yeah, definitely. Sentence
keeping
by
it
sentence.
Around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go. Then we'll wrap it up with Charlie Patton phone in the tub. Nah, that's boring as fuck. That takes too long.
Oh, jeez. I haven't heard that one in ages, man.
All right, we got
hey
me.
Guys, thanks for calling 1-800.
Well, we got me calling a tranny. We can do that. All right, cool. All right, let's do that. Play that first.
Hey guys, thanks for calling 1-800. Welcome to your free trial of Intimate Encounters, the hottest live amateur talk line ever.
Right.
Hundreds of hot, horny students, housewives, and working girls.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Hello.
Hey, Debbie.
Yeah.
I'm calling with the Department of Motor Vehicles. How are you?
Yeah, fine.
We need you to come in tomorrow for a driver's assessment. We've received a few complaints on your license plate. We pulled them, and we need you to come in to fill out a driver assessment in order to retain driving privileges by the state.
For my what now?
Your driving privileges are in danger of being revoked. We need you to come in for a alternate driver's assessment tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
For what now? My driver's license?
Your driving privileges are going to be revoked unless you can come in tomorrow and pass your driver's assessment.
I haven't had any problems with my driver's license.
We're actually going to be drawing blood for an alcohol and abusive substance test.
Who are you? Is this legit?
Yes, it is. I'm Jack Masterson with the Department of Motor Vehicles. You've had 3 complaints within the last 72 hours.
3 complaints of what?
Of reckless driving.
No, not me. You got the wrong one.
According to this, if you don't pass this test, we're going to be drawing blood, and you have to do the written test. If you fail, you're going to lose your driving.
Where was I cited for reckless driving?
I'm not allowed to give that information out until you come in tomorrow.
Where was I? This doesn't sound legitimate to me, so I'll just contact the state representative or somebody.
Well,
he
can't help you.
I've never had a call at no 10 minutes to 12.
You can call your
something like this.
You can call your lawyer. You can call your pastor. It doesn't matter. But if you don't come in tomorrow, you better not be driving.
Where was I reckless driving at?
Down the highway, the interstate.
What?
Interstate, Maine.
Where?
We got you on camera also.
What is my license number?
Ma'am, I can't get that out over the phone. You know that.
You know what? You may be a mass murderer or anybody else. You just don't have to take me to court and do what you got to do.
What's the big deal?
At 10 minutes to 12 tonight, you're going to call me, you Jack Masterson, and you can't tell me what I've done.
You were down I-70 and I-0, ma'am. You were tracked by the cameras at the intersections.
In what kind of car?
Man, I don't have the color of your car. I don't have time
you
to do
what,
that.
I drive a school bus, so was it on my job or in my car?
It was a yellow bus.
No, and you know what? You got me wrong there because I don't use the interstate on my run.
Oh, really?
No, I don't.
Well, not according to this information here.
Not on the interstate. I'm not on the interstate in my bus. My route is in the city street.
Let me ask you a question. Would you pass a drug test if we were to ask you to do that right now?
Oh, yes. I don't do drugs, and I don't do alcohol. And, you know, you can call the hospital and the hospital where I am treated.
Well, that's not what
I do not do drugs.
Well, that's not what your pastor says.
What pastor?
Your pastor of the church and your parole officer.
I ain't got no pastor, no parole officer. I tell you, you got the wrong Deborah.
God damn it, woman. Don't you talk to me like that.
Well, God damn it, don't you call my house no more. And you better not let me find out who you are, you crazy ass something. You better get off the phone, because I'm going to call the real damn police.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey, Debbie, what's going on?
Oh, there.
It's Jack Valente. How are you, sister?
Who?
Jack Valente.
Who?
We did a scan on your bus. Apparently, you took the governor out of the bus.
Who did?
You did.
I took what out of the bus?
You paid someone to take the governor out of your bus.
Oh, here we go.
All right, put it in. Excuse me. We'll see if it picks up. Milkman, are you able to hear, like, do you hear an echo of yourself and shit? Like, a lot of echo and shit?
No, not really. A little bit, not really. It's not bad.
Oh, cool. So
I think mean, you something.
This way, I think you can still
sometimes
hear.
Sometimes you sound better. But this is not bad.
I think this way you can. Jesus Christ. What is it? I think this way you can hear the audio and all that. Like, you know, the music and stuff?
Yeah, it's kind of scrambly, but it's not bad.
Yeah, well, it's up to you. If you want it like this, you want no music. Let me know how you want
it. I'd rather this than nothing.
And you know what I'm playing. All right, cool. But for the pranks, I might have to take the thing out of my mouth, my ear. All right, well, I put the order in, so we got our Skype to go number, whatever, a Skype online number. It says it takes up to 15 minutes to activate, so it says I should get an email when it's activated, so I might have to sign out and back in Skype. I might have to sign out of Skype and back in also, so that, I guess, I don't know, we'll find out. We'll find out, Milkman, we'll find out, let's see. In the meantime, we can just keep calling other numbers, like the Lonesome Loser numbers that he's sending in.
Yeah, baby, I need you so.
Hold Hope you're all enjoying the show. Let me know if you are. Chat room over at madhouselive.com. AOL, Yahoo, Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. And MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. Let's do it.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Is this the kids?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is this the kid people? This is the kids? Kid. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Right. Yes, hi. This is your 5:30 a.m. wake-up call.
That's your 5:30 a.m. wake-up call.
You ordered a 5:30 a.m. wake-up call? You sound a little crazy. Will you take
Yeah, I don't know anything about this.
Do you take your pills yet?
Who's that?
No, do you take your yeast pills?
Oh.
No?
Not so fast as you wake
up.
Hello? Good morning. Oh, man. Why hang up? Why hang up, Milkman? Really, right?
Dude, you should have whipped out Deborah right about that time.
I don't have it queued up.
3431.
Hello?
Hello. Yes, you seem to have hung up an accident.
Sorry?
You seem to have hung up the phone on accident, sir.
What do you want?
I'm here with your wake-up call. You people requested a wake-up call at 5:30 a.m., and I'm here to wake you up, but you have to enter in, you know, the certain code and prove that you're awake, and I can move on with my day.
You can move on with your day, because we haven't booked it.
Are you awake or not, sir?
No, I am awake, yes.
Okay, and your wife, is she awake?
Yes.
Now, why don't you set that phone on the bed and have a good going at her over there, old man, and let me hear how you do it to her. That's a valid question, Milkman. I like to hear married people have sex. Nothing wrong with that, right?
No, you see what you tell them, you got a wake-up call for them, and they start to get outraged, and you said, commencing now, and then you start playing the demo.
Yeah, that's true. This is going off.
Pause, play, listen.
Brendan really wants us to call this Republican old guy. Let's give it a call here. He sent it in twice now. That's usually a sign that they really want us to do it.
Huh? Right. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I got these. I got numbers from Bacon that I haven't called yet. Oh shit! I call those Bacon numbers and Jurad numbers.
You have reached Earl.
And two.
Shit! All right.
That's where you start playing Deborah.
Yeah,
right?
I know. That's where I start. All right, you want me to cue it up? I'll cue it up, fucker. I'll do it. I'm not afraid.
Yeah, 431, man.
431, man. Let's do a code 431 over here. All right, I got to play music while I do it, though. Stand by.
This is your wake-up call. Oh, yeah? Yes. Commencing now.
Listen here, you freak, yeah.
We have a message. Or we could, you know what would be funny? We could do a relay call.
Oh, shit. I've done that in years.
Yeah, all right. We could do a relay call and have the lady type that back. That wouldn't be so funny.
Call up Katie Gabe. We have a relay call for you.
Background water. Why, mother water?
What? Freaky mother asshole nigger sucker.
She says she even hates us. Why would she say something like that? She hates us.
I don't know. Why would she hate you? She loves the show. She's one of our main stars from many years back.
Ah, shit. I got a Winamp crash over here. This is not good. Winamp does this thing every once in a while where, like, I lose my media library completely, and it just did it now. Oh, crap.
I just installed the new version. You can, did you get the one? Did you install Winamp on your Android yet?
I got your link, man. I installed it, like, a few minutes after you sent me. That's awesome, dude. That is so...
Dude, it's fucking sweet.
Yeah, Winamp... I used to use Stream Furious to listen to our feed, you know, and the rest of Shoutcast, all the other Shoutcast feeds. And now I'm just using Winamp because it's got the Shoutcast built right into it, you know?
Yeah, man. And plus, you can connect it to your media library on your computer if you install it on your computer.
Yeah, but I'm a little disappointed because I wanted it. It only lets you do it one way. I can drop music from my media library over to the Android phone. But I want to do it reverse. I want to take my audio files that are on the Android phone and be able to drop them on the computer.
It's in beta now. You know, I'm sure you'll probably, you know,
they'll come out with it. But it's awesome, dude, because like I can like if I want to like sync up, you know, stuff on my Android phone, like MP3s, I don't even have to connect the cable. I'll just connect on Wi-Fi and fucking copy over. It's fucking awesome, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. So yeah, definitely Winamp for Android is very, very nice.
Sweet.
Yeah, fucking sweet. Still working on getting that license so I can go ahead and create our app for Android. I'm thinking of making a soundboard app also. And stuff like that will be awesome. What we just played right now, I think, if you ask me. The Deborah Mansfield call. Or the Deborah Mansfield fucking going off on me. That'd be kind of good. Yeah, look at this. Winamp is completely crashed. I have absolutely no audio now, and I got a blank media library for some reason. And I'm trying to force it to close, and it will not. Son of a bitch. Oh, God. I could play something off of YouTube. I don't know. Here we go. Let's play this. Hang on. I'm trying to fix the show.
We think somebody on the phone now who believes that he may have some, may, underscore the word, have some debris from the shuttle in his backyard. Let's try to bring him up now. Sir, are you on the phone with us?
Yes, I'm here, Mr. Rather.
Dan, please, if you would tell us who you are, where you are, and what you see.
My name is Mike. I'm in Euless, Texas. And a little over an hour ago, I heard a loud explosion and a big piece of... what appeared to be metal landed on my property, and it's lying there now, and there's a lot of people here, obviously, out on, and looking at it, and they believe that it's one of Baba Booey's teeth.
Oh, you got to crank.
Hold on just one moment, Mike, if you will. Mike, a lot of people don't know where Euless, Texas is. From Dallas, you are in what direction and where?
You're a real idiot, you know?
Unfortunately, in these breaking news situations, you have goofballs like him calling up. That was a crank call, unfortunately.
Well, it was a crank call, and it is true I'm an idiot, but that's beside the point. There's sometimes when our system of keeping these crank callers off of the phone works, and sometimes it doesn't. This morning it didn't work. We apologize to you for that. That was a mistake on our part. Abject apology for it. And we move on.
Milkman, still no Winamp working, unfortunately. This is a very bad development for the show. I'm going to do another shot here, see if I can fix it.
Go into the task manager and kill it.
I did. And it comes up completely blank and frozen. Let me go ahead and play. This is a prank call that I heard recently on a certain show earlier today. It's the Sal and Richard scooter prank call. I don't know if you've heard this before, Milkman. You might like this. We might just knock out some prank calls here with no music, I guess, if I can't get it to work now, and then we'll take it from there. But listen to this in the meantime. Hang on, let me get another shot.
Scooter.
Hello?
Yeah, how are you? Looking for scooters?
Yeah.
Oh, great. I'm going to drop one off today. Where are you at?
You want to sell it?
Yeah.
How much you want for it?
I'll give it to you dirt cheap. I just want to get rid of it quick.
You know what? Scooters downtown?
Yeah.
Third and...
Scooters, third and... Hey, listen, I'm bringing you the scooter. It's in good shape. Do me a favor, though. If my wife calls looking for the scooter, you don't know nothing.
I don't know nothing now, even.
Okay, let's keep it that way. I'm going to get rid of this piece of shit and get out of my house.
Okay.
You got it. I'll be there in a little bit, buddy.
Okay, buddy. Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hi, sir. How are you?
Good.
Did a man call just offering to sell a scooter for cheap?
I don't know, man. I got a lot of calls with the scooter business. What happened?
Well, here's what happened. I was sitting down watching my stories. I get ready to crawl over into my scooter to go in the kitchen to get a ham sandwich. My fucking scooter's gone. And my husband leaves a note by the phone saying, scooter, third and... So I think he's on his way over to sell my stolen scooter.
What's your name?
Ethel.
Ethel? Well, I didn't buy nothing today yet from nobody.
Well, he's on his way over there now. I'm just going to have the cops meet him over there at your place because he stole my goddamn scooter.
Don't call the cops. If he comes and I steal a scooter, I'm not going to buy it.
I know, but you know what? You're already wrapped up in this. It's my husband's a scumbag. He does this shit all the time. I'm tired of it.
Well, I don't wrap up with nothing because I didn't buy nothing, so... Hello?
Yeah, I'm on the scooter. I'm on my way in. I'm on Main Street.
Your wife just called me.
Oh, shit. Did you tell her anything?
Oh, I didn't say nothing to your wife, man.
I'm on the scooter right now. I'm coming down now. I'm going to drop it off.
Now, you got paper for the bike?
I got whatever you need. I'm going to just drop it off. You give me $30. We get in, we get out. That's it. She don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. I don't know nothing, all right?
Okay, come over.
Oh, shit. The fucking police are behind me.
What do you mean behind you?
There's a cop car behind me.
So move to the side. They're chasing you?
I'm not yet. Yeah, no, they're chasing me. He's telling me to pull over. You got a back area I can pull into?
I got a garage, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Open the garage. I'll just pull in there.
Where are you going to see you coming over, man?
Nah, my fucking... You must have told my wife. She called the fucking cops.
I didn't say nothing to nobody, man.
Ah, shit. They're fucking shooting at me, the son of a bitches.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Where's the fucking garage?
What do you mean, where? It's here in the store.
All right, open the fucking door, man. I got to get rid of
it's
these
open.
Cops. Fuck! Jesus!
Hello?
The cops are behind me. I got my wife on the phone. She said you called the cops on me.
Why'd you call the cops on my
head?
Yeah,
I don't know you even.
All right. Well, there we go.
That was a good one.
Still no win app working here. It's going to take a PC reboot, I think, so let's just do some pranks here real quick. Yeah, there's a lot of good Richard and Sal pranks that I haven't really played. There's a YouTube channel that I'm subscribed to, and the guy always puts them on there. There's a lot of Tradio calls that are really funny. I don't know which one is which. He's got one where like they ended up having a meeting. Like they kept calling one of those Tradio shows, and they ended up calling a meeting in the middle of it, like live on the air, and saying, they're just having like a company meeting because of the fact that, I don't know, it's crazy. Maybe it's this one. Let's see. Let's play. Now I'm listening to this shit.
Because chicks love you.
Yeah, I know. You're the ladies' man.
Rub my belly.
All right, listen, let me change topics here and play you this fabulous new phony phone call. Another one in the series of Tradio phone calls.
Yeah. Back to Tradio.
Sal and Richard working this guy. It was hysterical. I might have to play this a couple of times today because I think it's that good. You tell me if I'm right.
All right.
This is called Jizz Stains. It is part of the Tradio series from Richard and Sal. Here we go.
Well, a good Friday morning to you. Friday, let's get started. Go off to the phone and take caller number one. Good morning. You are on Tradio.
Good morning, Ram. Calling from Hyman Farms. This is Mr. Hyman. I got a laptop computer for sale.
Okay.
It's in great shape, just a few jizz stains in the keyboard. My wife's in a wheelchair, so I go on the web to pull my picker.
Okay.
And you can reach me at 516-922-WINE.
922, and what's the rest of it?
Laptop computer, a couple of jizz stains in the keyboard.
No, the phone number. 922, and what are the last digits?
That's right.
What are the last digits?
They were the digits I gave you right after the 922, that's right.
Yeah, 922 what?
Right. Is that right? You got the number there, Ray?
No, that's what I need.
Laptop computer for sale. Couple of jizz stains in the keyboard. Come on.
I know that, but...
Like I said, Ray, my wife's in a wheelchair. That's why I go on the web to pull my pick.
Oh, never mind. All right. Come on, folks. If we got a call here, let's do it right. Let's see. Okay. There's an idiot in every crowd, and I usually don't say that. Caller two is next right here. Good morning. You are on Tradio.
What's going on with the phones there, Ray? Sounds like a couple pranksters out there trying to rattle your barn.
Oh, they're not going to rattle me. If nothing else, I'll just play a bunch of commercials and they won't get on at all.
Well, who in God's name are those rascals?
I have no idea.
They should call up the church and join hands with Jesus instead of bothering you, Ray.
Call some late-night talk show. Don't call mine.
Call one of those shock jocks like Howard Stern.
That's
or somebody
it.
Like
okay, what can I do for you?
I got a curio cabinet. It's antique. It's in good shape. Just got a couple of jizz stains all over the top of it. But that can easily be wiped off with some Windex and some napkins because my grandson, he just learned how to pump off and he's been spraying all over the house and stuff.
What in the world? What are you talking about?
It's a curio cabinet.
Okay, what's your number?
My number, well, hold on, I got a couple more things, if that's all right.
Okay.
Ray, I also got three Cupid dolls, and those are in good shape, but they also have some jizz staining all over the dresses and the face and stuff.
Okay, let's not talk about stains, is it? You know, come on.
Well, my grandson, he just learned to pump off.
Sir, oh, man. Just tell me about the item you have for sale and a phone number.
What?
Okay, enough is enough. I don't know if this is an actual call or not, so I'm not going to repeat it. Let's go here. Good morning, you are on Tradio.
Hey, Ray, how are you today?
Fine.
The Lord will deal with them. Don't you worry, Ray, you're doing a good job.
I could think of some better things they could do, but...
You know, I wish those moron pranksters were in Haiti when that gosh darn earthquake happened.
You're too kind. What can I do for you?
All right, let's get down to business, Ray. I got a wiffle ball bat for sale.
Okay.
Got a few dents in it and a little fecal matter on it.
Oh, come on. All right. I'm going to take time out right here. This show is for people who have things to buy, sell, trade, or give away.
Oh.
If you're going to screw around you're funny, yeah, that's a good way to lose a show. As far as I'm concerned, I can go to a network program.
Sure.
If you ain't got anything better to do, there's a lot of trash on some road ditches that I pass. All right.
What?
Let's try this again. Nothing else? Let's see. Good morning, you're on Tradio.
Good morning, Ray.
Come on.
I got a pair of Red Wing boots, size 12. They're in great shape, although they are covered in horse semen.
I'm going to take a commercial. We'll be back with more of Tradio after this.
There you go. There's a lot of good Tradio calls, and I found the one I was talking about. I think it's the one about the sewing machine. But before I play that, let me try to do a good prank here. My own prank.
Did you hear that in the back end with Gene Shepard's old announcement? That was Gene Shepard's old opener.
I got to try to get a hold of all these Tradio and all the Richard and Sal pranks. And I think I'm going to play a few more of them just in honor. We haven't really played those on a show. They don't really get that I know of in the prank call underground scene like we're in here. On the internet, I don't think other than this YouTube channel, I don't think there's really a big source of Richard and Sal. I think they don't get as much respect. And I think one of the good things about Howard resigning for another 5 years means there's another 5 years of these pranks from Richard and Sal, which is awesome because they got so much at their disposal. They got a lot of tools. They actually do that. I think they're right now really they're the most underrated prank callers out there. Would be Richard and Richard Christie and Sal Governale from the Howard Stern crew. We should try to get them to call on the show. That'd be cool. You know what I mean? I bet you we could get Zolar to get us a number for Richard Christie. That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, not to be like an asshole, but I'm saying it'd be cool to maybe interview him. You know, be like, hey, man, like, you know, we know you're in a Stern show.
Sure.
But talk to us about prank calls. Like, you know, what do you like? You know, and that'd be cool if he did one of those Ethel prank calls. When he talks like that, he's supposed
to... We could ask him to tell us exactly how he felt when he watched Katie Gay go at it with that transvestite homo.
That's right, because he was there. Remember, he ruined it.
He was
it.
There, remember?
He kept making the throwing up sounds, and it fucking ruined it for
everybody.
He was
throw up, yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. It was all fake, though. According to Katie Gay, it was fake, but anyway. All right.
Yeah, of course it was fake.
Of course, yeah. You know. He's a fucking stunt artist.
He didn't even do it either.
Yeah. All right, we got a guy who supposedly is an ass. That's all I have to go with. We'll do that call right now, and then after that, we'll play this other sewing machine prank. We're going to do this in honor.
Red Wing boots with some horse semen.
Oh, man, there's so many pranks. I got
Your
so many.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
Ah, it's going straight to voicemail. Shit. That's not good. All right, let's call.
I haven't heard any Phil Henry in a while either, man.
Yeah, man. I wanted to listen, like, I'm pissed off, man. Phil Henry, his podcast back in the day used to be free, and it had a lot of Phil Henry stuff. Now he fucking charges
for
it,
man. Yeah, now you gotta pay for it.
Now you gotta pay for it, and from what I understand, isn't he really that good anymore?
They got a classic stream on Shoutcast, you know. I listen to it a lot.
I'm kind of, I'm burnt down on him. God damn it, we're losing by 11 points. Fucking shit. Fucking Rashard Lewis is a fucking asshole.
Hello, no one is available to take.
Man, no one's answering, fucks. Jesus.
Everybody knows our Winamp's down, so they're putting the answering machines on.
Yeah, man, they're on us. Well, they got a Baskin-Robbins. I'm going to call over there. They know they got rid of all their sugar-free. I don't know if they did. This may not be a prank call. This is more of an informative call. I got a feeling that Baskin-Robbins...
Information
they,
call.
They used to...
That sounds good, man. I think I'm going to go get me a fucking Frosty after this is over.
Oh, Frosty, man. I wish I could have those. They got chocolate Frosties now, don't they? Shit.
Vanilla.
Hello, Baskin?
No, you have the wrong number. This is AMPM.
Oh, this AMPM? You don't have a Baskin-Robbins there?
No, we don't.
Do you have sugar-free ice cream anywhere?
No, not in this store, we don't.
Oh, man. Really?
On three? Thank you. Yeah, sorry about that.
Well, but someone told me this...
Are there popsicles or beer?
Yeah, there's popsicles and beer.
All right, well.
How much for a 12-pack?
How much are the 12-packs?
Yeah.
Give me 1 second, I'll check for you, okay?
All right.
She sounds hot, I'm going to come
in
her mouth.
Okay, work her over when she gets the back air model.
She sounds hot, I'm going to come in her mouth. That's how hot she sounds.
Hey, I'll get it.
All right, let me get Debbie pulled up here, see if we got time.
You get her good, man. I had to help you.
I had to save it. I was just sad because I didn't have sugar free ice cream.
Popsicles, ballpark.
They're 11:58 out the door.
You was sucking his monkey's dick, what? You poor ass piece of white trash ass filth. Don't you call my house no more. Found out who you are, I'm gonna blow your ass away from me. You go suck your mama's cock, you nasty fucking ass freaky. All you white men ain't nothing but asshole fuckers and liquors and shit. Don't call my house no more because I hate you peckerwood ass motherfucking men. You kiss my pussy.
$11.98 for a 12 pack? You have blueberry popsicles, too?
Whatever, I don't know. They're not saying anything. I don't know. That's a brilliant idea.
She was stunned in the silence.
Yeah, whatever. All right, I'm going to play that Richard and Sal other prank call that I was talking about here. While we deal with a dearth of people answering phones and decent pranks. I had to fucking fire Windows Media Player in order to play that.
Oh.
But anyway, here's Richard and Sal tag-teaming the guy from Tradio.
All right.
Here we go for your listening pleasure.
It is the Swap Shop. Got to be the most listened to radio broadcast on the air. All right, let's go to the calls. Good morning. You're next on the Swap Shop this morning.
I'm selling a classic, an antique Singer solo machine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hand-cracked sewing machine. It's got an original golden leaf pattern. It's only $95.
And your number?
47.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and do me a favor. Just give me a call after 4 when I'm home. My wife doesn't like the phone ringing all day. Just ask for Fred Norris.
Got an antique sewing machine, and it works. Good morning, Swap Shop.
Did a gentleman call up selling a hand crank sewing machine, gold leaf antique?
Yep, got a phone number right here for you.
What's that number?
847.
It figures. That's my number. That's my sewing machine, and he shouldn't have been selling it. That was my husband. You're selling stolen goods on your show. I don't know if you realize that or not.
Well, let me tell you something, mister. I'm not selling nothing. It's you and your friend that's selling the product, and don't be accusing me of selling nothing. Thank you very much. That person's not going to jump on me like that. I didn't sell nothing. All right, let's take another call. Good morning, Swap Shop. You're next on the air.
I want to apologize. I want to let you know that that sewing machine should be up for sale, and please disregard my wife.
Take the damn thing down, Fred.
I can't handle this, guys. Don't just come see me at the radio station. I'll take it up with you in person. Good morning. You're on the Swap Shop.
Hey, good morning. Listen up here, son. You keep that son of a bitch and sewing machine up there no matter what my wife says. You hear?
Hey, buddy, you ain't going to call me. If you got a problem, call me after the program. Good morning. You're on the Swap Shop.
Hi. Are you going to apologize to me, sir? You're pretty nasty on the radio to me with my husband trying to sell my sewing machine.
You know what? If you got an issue with me, why don't you come out here and visit me? It's I'll meet you in person. How's that?
Well, it's him.
It sounds like that if I catch you calling the... Hey, let me tell you something, mister. If you call me again, I'm not selling nothing. I put the guy on the air to sell the sewing machine. Let me take my glasses off just a minute. Let me tell you something, mister. You call my program, you're causing problems. I'm going to have you locked up.
This is his wife. One thing you need to apologize about is call me mister. I'm about to cry right now, and it's not right what you're doing. And I didn't give any sort of permissions to sell that.
But that's not my problem. I didn't sell it. He's the one that called in. I did not put it on there.
You announced it. It is for sale.
You put it on there, or he put it on there. I didn't put it on there. I put him on there. Please do not call me again. If you want to talk to me, come and visit me. I'm not hearing you. Thank you very much. It's going to be a meeting in the office today out here. Woo! Good Lord. Give me a break. Hi, you're on the Swap Shop.
You're so
mean. Yeah, let's try this one here. Hi, you're on the Swap Shop.
Keep that soul Don't you listen to my wife.
Okay, folks, we're going to have a staff meeting right here in the station. All right, with my crew present this morning as my witnesses. Now, do you guys think I need to apologize? Wait. If you guys feel like I need to make an apology on the air for anything that happened during today's program, speak or forever hold your peace. GM, let's hear it.
To be honest, I didn't hear the very first part, but I did not hear anything that you need to apologize for in the latter couple of calls.
No.
You know, if you guys decided to come in here and terminate me.
You know what I said. I got you back.
There you go. Thank you, girl. Thank you for your vote of confidence. It is the Swap Shop.
There you go. So that's that, Milkman. That's the Swap Shop call is over there that I'm talking about. All right. Hope you enjoyed that. All right. Well, we are still musicless here, unfortunately. I think I'm going to make this. Well, it is time to be the last prank of the night. Lonesome, if you're confirming a number now, go ahead and confirm that. Make that your last one. Send it in. I might get to it. For the time being, we got the number here for last name Hope. Excuse me, in the UK. And we shall call them about that son of a bitching sewing machine.
You got that old call we used to play all the time at one about Scooter.
Scooter? Scooter's roofing?
Yeah.
That's not us. Huh? Scooter.
Yeah, the guy we call the Bobby Joe.
Yeah, hello. Aw, Milkman. You made dirty on it. Which one are you talking about? I'm trying to remember. Yeah, they picked up when you were talking still. So what were you saying, Milkman?
Jim Bob was calling this place for scooters. Scooters
roofing. Scooters roofing.
Yeah, that's
not us. So that's Touchstone Terrorist, TTT. That's who that is.
Yeah, do you have any of that stuff anymore? You used to have it all.
I'm sure I do. Somewhere, yeah. I got to look. I can look, but I can't because of fucking Winamp, man. Winamp dead.
Oh, fuck. Winamp dead. Never mind.
Winamp has AIDS. All right, well, Milkman, take us out of here. I think we're out of juice. That's it. I can't even play the outro music.
That's it? We're out of calls?
Yeah,
Do all requested pranks?
I called. None of them answered. I finally got to the last one. Was that one, two calls before that didn't answer? So, yes, we did. Yes.
What about the Pepsi guy? Did we call the Pepsi guy back?
They're closed.
All righty then. Well, well, well. Well, time again, folks.
It's that terrible, terrible twilight time, but we just want to let y'all know. We want to thank you, especially our fearless, fearless man at the guns there, the man with the big master blaster, the lonesome loser, the numbers hit man. Thank you so much. What kind of fun will we have without the man? That's right. Yeah. Also like to thank some of our friends for joining in. We had Mr. Nunu, our wanker from Wankershire, England, our representative, Mr. Jilly Beans, Wasted, Brendan, Kastik, Vishnav, Herbal Bacon, J-Rad, Corrupt, Mikey 129, RBCP. We'd like to thank all of you guys for stopping in at 90.6 The Mouth. I'd like to thank a special guest caller tonight, The Dead, Brad Nicobalsi. All right. Good to hear from him.
Indeed.
Also, like to thank Deborah Mansfield for calling in to some of our wake-up calls. She did an excellent job, and we hope you all enjoyed her having around as much as we did. Also, like to thank all of our listeners out there. That's right, especially you. We do this every week just for you guys. That's right. We only ask that you give us your time. We drop the dime. Bring a friend, or better yet, bring an enemy, and let them have some fun laughs right here with us all in the madhouse every week. Same bat time, same bat game, same bat channel. But how can we do it without our fearless leader? That's right, the Hermanito, the Generalissimo of the Madhouse Militia. Carlito, thank you so much, big man. Over to you.
Thank you, Milkman. Uh-huh. All right, so good personal thanks to everyone who sent in those requests to pranks. Thank you. I tried to get to them all. Waited too long, and most of them didn't answer. But thank you to who I believe was Ken sent in, Bacon sent in, and I believe J-Rad also sent in there. Brendan, thanks for your numbers. I did get to them, I believe. And Lonesome Loser, of course, thank you, sir, as always. You're the man. Nunu, thank you. And everyone else out there, anybody that I forgot, motherfucker. You know what? It's not my fault. So I can't play any outro music. So just imagine it's happening. I guess I'll play this swap shop call, and then we'll call it quits. Night, Milkman. Thank you.